Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out with you here on a Friday night. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can help you do that. I can hang out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody listening in, tuning in. It doesn't matter if you're on the freeradio.com app. It doesn't matter if you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you're at home, at work, on the road, I appreciate you. Okay, we had a fun first hour. Had a lot of callers hit the line. We were talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger. This guy needs to show up and show out. It's what he's done so far this season. Steelers are 6-0. As they get ready to take on the Ravens, trying to further cement and stamp themselves, both teams are, in the AFC North. This is going to be the 25th matchup between Tomlin and Harbaugh. This is more meetups and games than anybody in the modern era, looking at these two guys as they coach against each other. And I posed the question last hour, and we had callers who called everywhere from Portland to Canada to obviously Pittsburgh. You know, people putting in their two cents as to whether or not Ben Roethlisberger has another title run in that arm. He has been a spectacular here to start. 13 touchdowns, almost 1,500 yards, only 3 interceptions. The Steelers' defense has been stout even with the loss now. It's not a long time. Of Bush being out, Spillane has come in and replaced him. You still have plenty of talent up front between Hayward and Watt, Dupree. You still have Minka Fitzpatrick in the back. This is a solid team, a solid squad. If you want to talk about the ultimate pecking order, absolutely everybody in the NFL has to get over the hump of the Kansas City Chiefs. But I would not be surprised if the Steelers went on a run. You can tweet me anytime at JR Sport Brief, and I've been taking your phone calls. We have plenty to talk about, plenty to discuss as I get you ready for NFL and all the games that are going to take place on Sunday. Nick Saban even had an interesting quote that I think is applicable to what we see in college as well as the NFL. So to continue the rest of the show, I want to just take more of your phone calls because the lines are bumping. We're going to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. We're going to talk about the Niners. We're going to talk about the Patriots, whether it's time for them to just kind of scrap things and blow everything up. So we got plenty to talk about, plenty to discuss. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, besides Halloween tomorrow, is seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. Let's go to Pittsburgh, PA. Let's go to the Steel City. Tony from Pittsburgh is on the line. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What you going to tell me about Big Ben Roethlisberger?
As long as he don't get hurt. Like I said, because you know if that happened, I don't want to jinx him or anything. Other than that, because you know what the backup is. You seen that disgrace last year. So other than that, I think Pittsburgh's ready. I was a little shaky in a couple spots in the secondary, but Pittsburgh will be ready. And he's a true vet. Other than that, like I said, the only thing I don't like about I ain't gonna just say Pittsburgh fans, people are, they're always throwing jabs at Tomlin. If he was to say for take a down spurt and lose, and they make the playoffs, they all fire Tomlin. That guy got a winning record. And he got his team together right now as of 2020. I can also say They need definitely need to draft a quarterback for next year.
Oh, well, we ain't talking. Well, Tony, we know Ben Roethlisberger's 38 years old. We know his ass ain't going to be around forever. We also know, you know, he ain't going to be sticking around to no 43. Damn it, if they win or depending on how far they go this year, he may not stick around. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you for calling up from the Steel City. No, that's an absolute. I mean, yeah, we ain't talking about the draft. Obviously, they need to draft the quarterback. The same way that Tampa Bay obviously knows that one day, real soon, Tom Brady ain't going to be out there throwing TDs. Okay, so let's be realistic here. Yes, we know Ben Roethlisberger, he ain't going to be playing for another 15 and 16 years. We can throw that out the window. Let's stay in Pittsburgh and talk to Bob. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you have to say about Ben Roethlisberger?
I've always said, as long as you have Ben Roethlisberger, you always have a chance to win. I've also told people for the last 10-plus years, appreciate the guy while he's here. Terry Bradshaw played his last year when I was in fifth grade. It took you 21 years to replace Terry Bradshaw. So, a lot of people feel Roethlisberger is a much better, a step above Bradshaw. You have to seize the moment. When they lost to the Packers in the Super Bowl, they didn't seize the moment. The last couple, few years, it's been a lot of attitudes in the locker room. Brown's gone, Bell's gone. Ben's healthy. That defense is the best it's looked in the last 7-8 years. You got a lot of playmakers on the offense that you can spread the ball around, so nobody's just keen on one guy or Antonio's getting double teamed.
Or complaining.
Excuse me?
I said, or complaining.
Yeah, you don't have that. So the continuity's there. You have to, like I said, seize the moment. And this team, it's 6-0. And the guy from Canada, I think he was drinking Windsor. I don't think he was from Windsor.
Thank you, Bob, for calling up from Pittsburgh. Yeah, we had a caller last hour who, wanted to, I guess, humor all of us. He said he was from Windsor, Canada. And he basically said, oh, have you seen Justin Herbert? Have you seen what he's doing? And I said, are we really comparing Justin Herbert to Ben Roethlisberger? And he said, oh, well, yeah, that probably wasn't the best comparison for me to make. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're making Canada look real bad. Real bad. I love Canada. I do. But you're making it look bad. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, though. Let's talk to Ronnie. Ronnie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Ronnie?
Hey, what do you say, JR? Nice to meet you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. Go ahead.
Just calling you up from the great north coast of America, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a lifelong Steeler fan here. And we arguably have the toughest quarterback, NFL quarterback ever, Ben Roethlisberger.
He's a crash test dummy.
He is. He is. And he's come back in a lot of games. He's been hurt. He's tough. So just like the last caller said, it depends on injuries and luck. A little bit of luck. Injuries are key to getting to the Super Bowl. And but with Big Ben, we have a chance always.
And so let me ask you a very important question here, Ronnie. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
If Ben Roethlisberger unfortunately goes down, who's a better quarterback? You or Mason?
Me or Mason?
Yeah, which one?
Who? Well, I am 4-0 backed up in my touch league, but I'm retired from that. So
okay,
but I throw a good ball, but I'd be better catching the ball.
Okay,
but Mason's all right, and they got the third string Hobbs.
Joshua Dobbs. Yes.
Dobbs,
well, I'll tell you this much. Okay. Well, Ronnie, thank you for calling from Cleveland. I'll tell you this much: if you are a fan of the Steelers, the last thing that you want to see this year, and I'm sorry to talk about the backups, but I mean, goodness, let's be real. If you're a fan of the Steelers, you don't want to see Mason Rudolph. You don't want to see Joshua Dobbs, because that means the season has gone down the toilet. It doesn't mean you've exactly reached the level of the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if the Dallas Cowboys know what level they're on. We're going to watch DiNucci. I mean, goodness gracious. But this means the season is lost, okay? The last time I remember Mason Rudolph, he was getting clobbered in his head with a helmet by Myles Garrett. That seems to me the highlight of his year last year. Russell is calling up from Las Vegas. Russell, You're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about Big Ben?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Ben is playing great. He's using the short passing game to establish a run, basically, because I like everything about us except for our running backs. I don't like Connor. I think he's a backup. He's slow as molasses, and Benny Snell, his last name, fits him. I want to see McFarland coming out of the backfield. He's
Whoa.
A breakaway threat.
Oh, that's not nice. What about people who have the last name Snell? That's not nice.
Yeah, but they're not playing in the backfield for my Steelers, so I don't care about their last name.
Well, oh, damn. What about other people? Well, what about people out of listening? There's somebody out here listening, Russell, right now. Somebody thinks that your name sucks.
Hey, I don't care as long as my Steelers win. But the thing about Ben is playing smart ball. He's getting rid of the ball quick, so he's not taking the pounding that he has in the past. Also, with the amount of receivers we've got, there's no one that you can key on,
Correct.
Which is really helping us a lot. And our defense, somebody who's really underrated is Stephon Tuitt. Tuitt is bringing it.
Correct.
You aren't able to double team anybody out of our front seven. We got the best set of outside linebackers in the game. Hopefully, we're going to keep Dupree and not let him leave. But
Russell, one step at a time. Yeah. I'm not disputing anything that you said. And thank you for calling up from Las Vegas. Next time, be nicer to other people's names, okay, Russ?
but we're gonna stomp the Ravens.
Okay.
That's a guarantee.
Awesome. Okay, thank you, Russell, for calling up from Vegas. I mean, damn, I guess you called from Vegas. You just ready to lay down your bets, huh? Russell sounds like he was at the MGM. He's getting ready to do some things that he says you could bank on it, you could bet on it. He says the Steelers are going to stomp on the Ravens. Let's see. I mean, they got their work cut out for them. This is typically, like Calais Campbell says, and, I mean, he just got there. He said this is one of the best rivalries, if not the best rivalry in all of sports. I'm not prepared to go all that way. But, yeah, Ravens and Steelers, for an organization like the Ravens that have only been around since 1996, it's pretty damn awesome. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to check in. It's just extremely unfortunate that it's not a primetime game, that this is a 1 p.m. game. And you would think with all of the craziness that we've seen and that we've had in the NFL and with the schedule, that this would have been a matchup that would have been 4 o'clock. This would have been a matchup that would have been on Sunday night. I mean, you look at some of the other matchups and games. You take a look at the Sunday late game. Okay, we got the Niners and the Seahawks. And then at night, this is the night game. You got the Cowboys and the Eagles. Come on, I know the Cowboys with the whole America's game situation, America's team, the Eagles. I don't know who even gets dressed for the Eagles to show up and play. But the Cowboys and the Eagles, that's the game for Sunday Night Football. And the crazy part, this is a battle for first place in the NFC East. And it doesn't matter who wins this game, there's still going to be a loser. Whoever wins this game between the Cowboys and Eagles, they're still just kind of the walking dead. The Cowboys, legitimately, as bad as they are, they have an opportunity to go 3-5. The Eagles have an opportunity to go 3-4. With that additional tie that they have. I don't know what the best case scenario is for anybody. No team. None. Not one team in the NFC East. And then on Monday night, we have an equally ridiculous matchup. It would have been nice if a Saquon Barkley was around. It would have been nice if the New York Giants weren't just like a speed bump in the middle of Manhattan or New Jersey. But the Buccaneers are going to take on the New York Giants on Monday night. I don't even know. I don't even want to think about what that score is going to be. And then speaking of New York teams, that's not even the last matchup. We have some good games, trust me. You got Niners and you got the Seahawks. You got the Saints and you have the Bears. Maybe the Bears can accidentally score a touchdown. You have the Raiders and the Browns. That should be a semi-even matchup. The Rams and the Dolphins. As a matter of fact, when we come back from break, I want to talk about the Rams and the Dolphins, because this is going to be Tua's debut game. This is going to be Tua's chance to go out and see why this guy was selected by the Dolphins. And they hope he's their next franchise quarterback. And obviously, the Rams have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Those are some good matchups, in addition to what the hell we just been talking about between the Steelers and Ravens. But probably this matchup is going to take the cake. This matchup is going to look like, I don't know, what I feel like I watched a couple of Saturdays ago when Clemson was just beating the living hell out of Georgia Tech. It was like 73-7. I think the NFL, I think this team will have a little bit of mercy, maybe not. But the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on the undefeated, or excuse me, that's the wrong thing. The team that got no wins, the team that has no future, the New York Jets. Super producer Stu, what do you think that final score is going to look like?
Oh, wow. I think it's going to be pretty ugly. I could definitely see something like 38-3 or something like that.
Oh, my God. Oh. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. For a New York Jets team that last week against the Buffalo Bills, and I got to talk about the Bills later on. I mean, the Bills didn't even score a touchdown against the Jets. The New York Jets last week, they only had 4 yards of offense in the second half. 4 yards of offense in the second half. You couldn't even fall forward by accident and pick up 4 yards? Like, you only had 4 yards of offense? Well, I want to give the Jets the benefit of the doubt, Stu. I still think they're going to get their asses kicked. I think they will be embarrassed. I think Le'Veon Bell, somehow, some way, this guy's going to have like an 80-yard run for a touchdown. He'll catch and receive for another one. I will tell you this. I believe, and this is, there's no merit here, this will be the only thing I ever say that will hold no merit or have any. I'm going to say the New York Jets score a touchdown, Stu.
Wow. I mean, for them, that's going out on a limb, isn't it?
When we come back, Stu said, yeah, it's true, Stu. I'm going to say, you know what? Last week, they couldn't get 4 yards in the second half. The ball has to, like, at least accidentally end up in an end zone, no?
At some point, right? I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't see more than 10 points, I guess, is what I would say. Either a touchdown or a field goal. They'll get one score. Maybe it's a touchdown, maybe it's a field goal.
Listen, folks, I agree with Stu. If you're looking for a little bit of comedy, if you're looking for something to laugh at on Sunday, if your weekend goes bad, if you need a laugh, tune in to Chiefs Jets. I almost guarantee you'll walk away with a laugh and you won't have to pay for one of those ridiculous comedy tickets. When we come back, we're going to talk about another team in the AFC East. We're going to talk about someone making his debut, at least as a starter, and that's Tua Tagovailoa. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, shout out to everybody who called up as we had a conversation about Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. Whether or not Big Ben could, take them to another Super Bowl. And regardless of what you think about Big Ben, yeah, he's going into the Hall of Fame. This guy, he's going into Canton. Ain't no doubt about that. Been in the NFL since 2004. A lot of his contemporaries are either done or on their way out. Eli Manning, not in the NFL no more. You can go ahead and you can look at old San Diego Charger Phil Rivers, or Philip Rivers, who's now a member of the Colts. Yeah, he's out here throwing some of these games and some of the balls away. But Ben Roethlisberger, at 38 years old, he's like, listen, I'm going to stand out here in the pocket. I'm going to hope nobody hits my damn elbow, and I'm going to deliver this ball to one of these young guys who's not Antonio Brown, and I'm going to hope that we can go all the way. And that defense is certainly doing its part to help them out. But I want to switch gears, because speaking of 38-year-old quarterbacks, the Miami Dolphins, they have decided to sit down their own 38-year-old quarterback, someone who helped deliver them to a 3-3 record. Oh, my goodness, 3-3, so exciting, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick, his ass is on the bench. And we had to hear how disappointed he was and how sad he was because he thought that he was going to do something. What did you think you were going to do, Ryan Fitzpatrick? You thought that you were going to take the Dolphins on a Super Bowl run? Come on, man. You knew that the time was eventually going to arrive. What are you complaining about? You felt like you hit a good stretch? Ryan Fitzpatrick's career has been a roller coaster. He's been on the up. He's been on the down. And it's not just about year to year. It's his entire career. Damn it, it's like game to game. Four touchdowns here. Four interceptions there. Two-game win streak. Two-game losing streak. Three-game winning streak. Three-game losing streak. That is Ryan Fitzpatrick's career. And for a guy who's been around for almost 15 years, I guess he should probably be happy that he's had the jobs in the career that he's had. Because he'll play you into a game, and he'll play you out of a game. And so now, right now, the Dolphins, coming off of their bye week, they have Tua Tagovailoa on the field. Tua Tagovailoa, he got the opening jitters out of the way. He got some garbage time in the last game that the Dolphins played. He can go ahead and check that box off. Tua Tagovailoa was out there on the field, couple of snaps, couple of passes. After the game, he had an opportunity to soak it all in. He sat midfield. Nobody else was out there. He just absorbed the fact that he is an NFL quarterback. This is someone earlier this year, we had to hear the typical nonsense about how, oh, well, Tua, he didn't do too good on that Wonderlic test. And even outside questioning his football intelligence or his general cognitive intelligence, you know, we had to hear about his hip. Well, we know what that hip did to Bo Jackson. And, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, is that hip going to hold up? Well, damn it, that hip held up enough for this guy to be selected where he was. That hip held up enough for someone who helped Alabama win a national championship. That hip held up enough for the Miami Dolphins to finally say Tua Tagovailoa is going to be hopefully the guy to lead us into the future. You know, how many Hennies and Penningtons and Fielders and Moores, you know, I feel like I'm doing a fairy tale. Oh, my. Like, how many of those guys do the Miami Dolphins want to run through? Tua Tagovailoa, by all means, he looks like a cool dude to me. It's like a cool young man. I hope everything works out for him. I hope the Miami Dolphins do have their quarterback, their first legit franchise quarterback since Dan Marino. Miami deserves it. The city deserves it. Tua Tagovailoa, for how he's conducted himself from college through this process, he certainly deserves it. We could talk about what's the right time and is it the wrong time. Look, Coach Flores thought it was the right time. I'm pretty sure there's a player here or there. Everybody has their own opinions. Why did we pull Fitzpatrick? Where was Fitzpatrick taking you? You were going to win the division and then what? Just lose? If you feel the man is ready, if you're watching him in practice, then put Tua's ass out there, and that's what they did. Tua Tagovailoa. Going to be running from Aaron Donald. Yeah, Aaron Donald may kick his ass, but come on. It's the NFL. Eventually, somebody's got to hit the guy. If he can't take this against the Rams, then what's the point? You think you're just going to handle him with kid gloves forever? Let him go out there and play. Let him ball out. Let him be a man. Let him be a football player. You think it's any better than next week? What is he, playing tiddlywinks? Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media And this is how he said he plans on handling and approaching the game.
Well, I think my leadership plan is just to be the same, the same too I've always been. I don't got to go out yelling at guys. That's just not the way I lead. I'm just going to be me, how I am on the sideline, how I am off the field. It's pretty much how I'm going to be on the field. You know, there might be certain instances where, you know, we might get into it a little bit with the receivers or, you know, the linemen. But, I mean, everyone's just so competitive here. That's just the nature of how the game goes sometimes.
Yeah, this is going to be a learning process. You know, I think we saw what happened, and shout-outs to the caller who said, oh, yeah, he's Ben Roethlisberger, Justin Herbert. No, we've seen Justin Herbert. He's been pretty damn awesome. You've seen Burrow. He's been pretty damn awesome. The fact is, Tua Tagovailoa, he may not necessarily fall in line the same way these other guys have. Some of these other rookies that have showed up right here in their rookie season, and they have proven as to why they've been selected as future franchise quarterbacks. Tua might get his ass kicked initially. But I'll tell you, don't be discouraged. If you go ahead and take a look at what he did in Alabama, winning that national championship coming off of the bench, if you go ahead and look at what he did when he was healthy, 43 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, a completion percentage close to 70, I'd say if he gets the opportunity to throw the football, hey, in time, he's going to be pretty awesome. I just wouldn't be surprised if it's right out of the box. And even if it isn't, I'm not going to be prepared to quit on Tua Tagovailoa. Give him a chance. Give him an opportunity. Some of the best experience that you can pick up is by actually participating. You start off, you watch, you listen, you learn, you take in, you absorb. That's Ryan Fitzpatrick's job. It didn't matter if he was on the field or right now, as he is going to hold a clipboard. Ryan Fitzpatrick right now, help the guy out. Shut up. Let Tua Tagovailoa take things from here. And the reality is, yeah, Tua, he might get sat down again. I think that's all part of the process. Let's see what he can do, but I'm just happy Tua is going to get his shot. The phone lines are open to you if you have a thought, if you have a comment. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Good luck to Tua. He's facing a stout defense. He's going to be looking Aaron Donald in the face. But hey, if the Dolphins feel that this is the time, then let Tua go out there and ball out. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I also want to talk to you about Tua's former coach. He has a thought. He has a comment just on where football is going. That's Nick Saban. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Trying to get you ready for the weekend. Trying to get you ready for all the NFL games that we got upcoming on Sunday. And one of those games, we're going to see the starting debut. He's going to start a game for the first time. Tua Tagovailoa. He's going to get things ready. He's going to get things rolling for the Miami Dolphins. I don't believe it will be easy taking on one of the best defenses in the NFL. He's going to be looking Aaron Donald right in the face. Welcome to the league. Let's see what Tua can do. They sat down. Ryan Fitzpatrick said, this ain't your time anymore. Ryan Fitzpatrick said, oh, woe is me, I'm hurt. And let's see what Tua, what he can do. I don't think he'll have the best start. I don't think he'll have the same type of start as a Herbert or even a Burrow. Seems like these guys just got shot out of a cannon. Tua had to sit down, had to buy his time. Coach Flores is happy with the way he's looked in practice, and he's going to get that opportunity. He just has to look out for Aaron Donald close to him, and then he also has to look out for Ramsey playing corner. I don't think it's going to be easy for Tua, But let the man get his experience. If he's healthy, I say let him run. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Tua getting this opportunity? I don't think you'll have the same type of, transition that Herbert and Burrow have had. Let's talk to Landon. Landon is calling up from right here in Atlanta. Landon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's up, Jay? Hey, buddy. So we talked before. I think you got my name is Dennis last time. I'm a huge Ohio State fan here in Atlanta. I'll tell you why Dwayne Haskins failed and why I think Tua is going to have a hard time. Burrow was known in the Heisman campaign for running to save his life and making phenomenal plays. Herbert did not have these all-star receivers or an all-star line. They excel now because they did not have a surrounding cast that really truly backed them up and made them shine. Yes, Burrow had receivers, but his line sold him out all last year. I think Tua is going to struggle because he, like Dwayne Haskins before him, both had a luxury of a great line, a great backfield, and also a great receiving core, and a defense that could bail them out at times. I think why you're seeing Burrow and Herbert have immediate impacts is because they did not have those things in college. And I think Tua will have a stark realization when he starts his next game, he'll see what it feels like to not have these all-stars, these world-beaters around him.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I mean, if I'm Justin Herbert, you want to think about what he's doing here at the NFL level. I mean, he gets to look out and say, oh, well, there's Keenan Allen. You know, he gets to say, oh, well, there's Mike Williams. When they're actually healthy, he has a chance to say, oh, well, there's Austin Eckler. You know, I could definitely look at Miami and say, okay, is Devontae Parker, am I going to expect the same thing out of him as I do a Keenan Allen? Hell no. Do I think they have the same type of offense? No, not at all. And I think best case for Tua Tagovailoa is not necessarily right now who his targets are, but whether or not he gets knocked around. And I think that's the toughest thing. And thank you, Landon, for calling up from Atlanta, man. You be well. Let's see.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Yeah, it's the biggest thing for Tua is, to me, I know he doesn't have the benefit of having all pro here and wide out here, and he doesn't. Not right now, at least. But when I think about Tua, I'm just like, don't let the man get beat up. Don't let this guy go out there and get his ass kicked. I can think about Eli Manning years ago. When Eli Manning, and he's someone who ended up being an Iron Man in the NFL, I don't know, 200-plus consecutive starts until they sat him down for who else other than Geno Smith. What a disaster that was. But Eli Manning's first game, it was just like, welcome to the NFL. If I remember correctly, and I may be wrong, he ended up taking on the Ravens in his first game. Eli Manning was on the back pages of all of the newspapers in New York City getting smashed and sacked and sandwiched. And it's like, welcome to the NFL. For someone who wanted to dictate where they went into the league, I don't want to go to San Diego. I want to go to New York City. And he went, and he ended up winning two Super Bowls. So Tua Tagovailoa, I know he's coming off of the hip surgery, and there were extreme worries as to who and what he would be as a player. But let's not get too caught up if Aaron Donald kicks his ass on Sunday. Let's not get too caught up if he's sacked. Let's not get too caught up if Tua Tagovailoa gets sandwiched. I think Tua Tagovailoa, in the long term, will be okay. And I think right now, the Dolphins have faith in him, that he will keep them in games, that he can ultimately win them a few games. But this year, for Tua Tagovailoa, is all about learning. It's about the process. Shout-outs to Sam Hinkie. Shout-outs to Daryl Morey, who's getting ready to implement his own process in Philadelphia. And that's why Ryan Fitzpatrick is having a seat. That's why Ryan Fitzpatrick is not playing, because the Dolphins ain't doing nothing this year. They ain't going on a Super Bowl run. They would barely, the odds are against them to even make the playoffs, even in an expanded playoffs. And if they did, everybody with half a brain knows that the Dolphins would make the playoffs and they would be nothing but a warm-up game. So let Tua Tagovailoa play. And he's going to play. I hope he's healthy. I think that's his biggest worry. Time will tell. He's not getting these starts to try to win a Super Bowl this year. He's getting starts the same reason that everybody else is, and that's for on-the-field experience. Let's keep in mind, he didn't have a traditional training camp. He didn't have a traditional rookie camp. He didn't have any preseason games. This is the warm-up. The Dolphins have only played 6 games this year. The rest of the season, unless he is a complete disaster, the sole purpose is to get Tua ready so he can ultimately be that franchise quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. And that's not to say he's going to walk in and, you know, give you almost 20 years of a Dan Marino. It's to hope that he can be a long-term reliable option, can win you some games the same way that he won some games in a national championship for Alabama. Shout-outs to Tua Tagovailoa. Don't let Aaron Donald kick your ass too much. And speaking of national championships and speaking of Alabama, his old coach, Nick Saban, had something to say. Nick Saban, Alabama's going to take on Tennessee tomorrow. Don't even want to know what that score is going to look like. Last week, they beat Georgia 41-24. Georgia, one of the better defensive teams in college football, and I know it's 2020. This is an odd year for everybody. But Nick Saban, you know, we open up the show talking about Ben Roethlisberger, saying this guy is 38 years old, stands in a pocket, just takes a beating, still stands there and delivers the football. And if you think about just how the NFL has evolved, the rule changes that open up offenses, you see college coaches coming in, utilizing the athleticism of guys like Kyler Murray. You see Cliff Kingsbury. You see Lamar Jackson. They're utilizing his skill set that he carried over from Kentucky. It's like, okay, we can win games and we can refine the quarterback. Let's do it that way. Let's not try to robotically refine the quarterback and make him fit in a system that doesn't work. And I'd venture to say, with all of the offense that we have right now, the NFL, the game is different, but I'm not going to say it's less exciting. It's more exciting. Trust me. I can't say I didn't love it, but every now and then I'd like to see a defensive battle. I didn't mind having a 10-3 game every now and then. I didn't mind seeing a couple of field goals. You know, now if you see any type of game like that, it's a complete disaster. The Buffalo Bills beat the Jets on 6 field goals last Sunday. They beat them 18-10. You look at that score nowadays, that's a throwback. Now it's all about offense. How many points can you score? You can't touch anybody. You know, some of these holding calls, it's adjusted. It doesn't matter if you're on the defensive line or it doesn't matter if you're a cornerback. The game basically leans towards offense. And Nick Saban, head coach of Alabama, he basically said the same exact thing. He says, quote, "It used to be that good defense beats good offense. Good defense doesn't beat good offense anymore. It's just like last week. Georgia has had as good a defense as we do on offense, and we scored 41 points on them. That's not the way it used to be. It used to be, if you had a good defense, other people weren't going to score. You were always going to be in the game. I'm telling you, it ain't that way anymore." And Nick Saban is right. He's true. It's true what he said. And it translates not just from the college game. It translates over into the NFL, which is why we have so many quarterbacks right now that it's not just cut and dry that we need to just sit a guy down for 2 years. You know, Aaron Rodgers, if he was going to play or get drafted now, he wouldn't be serving time behind Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers would get that opportunity just because of how wide open all these offenses are. Tom is calling up from California. Tom, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man? How you guys doing tonight?
I'm good, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a big Miami Dolphin fan. I've been a fan since 71. My uncle used to play for the Dolphins, Jim Mad Dog Mandage. So I've been just a faithful. And, I'm looking at Tua coming in, and, I'm listening to the players talk. And, this is a different team. It's not that, the cellar dweller team they were last year. Of course, they got a long ways to go. I'm not expecting miracles from Tua, but, I think the guy's going to be fine, man. I think the guy's going to develop. I think he's going to do well. And I'm looking forward to having a nice career with Miami. I think Miami's going to do well. They're an upcoming team, and I think they're going to do very well in the next couple, 2-3 years.
Hey, Tom, I agree with you. Thank you for calling up from California. I think Tua Tagovailoa is going to be just fine, regardless of what the season looks like. Unless he is shell-shocked, unless he's beat up and he's abused over the remainder of the season, I'm confident that what we saw at Alabama was not an aberration. I'm confident that that's the same reason that they selected him when they did. Is that Miami believes he can lead the way. If they didn't, they wouldn't have selected him. So whether Tua starts off hot, whether he starts off cold, I say, listen, give this man his opportunity. And let's see what he can do. I'm with Miami. More of your phone calls when we come back. And we're also going to talk about the other team in the AFC East. It's kind of crazy saying the other team. We're going to talk about the Patriots and whether it's time to blow things up. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.